Iraq's elections begin. Believers wait for the outcome. Taiwan's youth are open to the gospel. And a New Testament is dedicated this week in Southeast Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's elections top today's news. Special voting is started days ahead of the country's December 15th polls. Threats of violence means thousands of Iraq's military forces will be protecting polling stations in case of a major attack. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says there's a lot at stake, especially for the minority Christians.
Any time there's a democratically elected government, it is going to be predominantly Muslim because most of the people are Muslim. It remains to be seen, though, how many Christians will be represented in the parliament with Christians holding seats there, and how the government will treat and make provision for the Christian citizens of Iraq.
Nettleton says religious freedom is one area they're hoping to see addressed once the parliament gets settled. It's a matter to pray about for the church worldwide.
We're kind of playing wait and see. It's how is this going to take effect? What kind of provision are they going to make? Especially as it relates to changing one's religion.
Next, as China continues to claim Taiwan a breakaway province, a Christian organization is moving in to help Taiwan's youth. Founder of Book of Hope, Bob Hoskins, says government leaders have cleared the way for them to distribute the Book of Hope in public schools. Hoskins says while the Book of Hope is successful in poor nations, he believes it can also work in wealthy nations.
They have everything, but their hearts are empty. There's a hole there. It can only be filled by a knowledge of Christ. And the Book of Hope engages those children and young people in discovering that Jesus loves them and has a plan for them.
Taiwan's youth may be a little bit easier to evangelize than young people in the West.
Kids have had church, 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 and so they're skeptical. But in a place like Taiwan, where their background is Eastern religions, primarily Buddhist, they have not been exposed to the gospel.
They hope to distribute 1.5 million books of hope next year. You're listening to Mission Network News. Teen Missions International is having an impact on evangelism in sub-Saharan Africa. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says they're holding 10 simultaneous teen boot camps. Bland says this program may not be what you think.
They are national teens. We're in Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Zambia, and Malawi, and Mozambique, Uganda, and Tanzania. And these are young people who are trained, and then they go out and do projects in their own country.
Bland says many of the teens end up serving as full-time missionaries. Funding is needed to train these young people more now than ever.
The American dollar was devalued 20%, and whether that was legitimate or not, that's what the government has done. And so suddenly, the staff that are running the boot camps there now have 20% less money than they had before, just a day before.
Elsewhere, in a small village at the foot of the Kyrgyz Mountains, hearts are changing because of an International Bible Society distribution. Children from one family first met Jesus through reading My First Bible. It's printed in three languages, Kyrgyz, Russian, and English. At the same time, their parents responded to the gospel. From there, the testimony of the family became such that their neighbors couldn't resist the pull of peace coming from the home. Pray for the family as they continue to witness Christ to their neighbors. And the seed company says this week is set aside for the dedication of the Ngao New Testament in Southeast Asia. The Wycliffe Project advisors say getting to the ceremony will be a bit of a challenge because of the remoteness of the people group. Despite their isolation, the translation team was driven to make sure they had the scriptures in their own language. The team plans to have a celebration as a means to encourage translation projects underway in other language groups in the area. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.